put on the red lens.
Now don't be a blue pill beta woke loser. Like and subscribe. My analogy of the 50-year-old at the end of the bar is a nice little segue into what is the main topic of the show tonight. And that is, do women have an expiration date? Is there a point where it is okay to view women as past their prime, if we're going to use a sports term?
You mean like eggs or something that's been sitting around for a while?
Well, it could be. It could be the the spoiled food analogy. It could be the less than optimal reproductive abilities. It's really a culmination of all of it. And let me just preface this by saying this, okay? I wasn't even going to talk about something like this, but only because Hollywood opened up their mouth and specifically the actress Kristen Davis and Sarah Jessica Parker, who are spearheading a revival and an update of their Sex and the City, basically their miniseries that they did back in the late 90s, what is called Just Like That. And of course, yours truly doesn't miss making a little play on words, as I made sure that I said, and just like that, you're old.
I believe they are supposed to be around early 50s, I think. Maybe mid, something along those lines.
Yeah, there's only one thing that happens at that age. Actually, that might have been them watching that program. Oh my goodness. The Mighty Bane brings up a great point here before we get into the article of what Miss Davis had to say and Miss Jessica Parker over there. He brings up a good point, and I want to preface this because I had somebody on Facebook when I posted a link to this particular stream. A chick popped in and left her 2 cents, which is fine. And we welcome that. You know, chicks want to call in.
That's good.
Want to give their opinion. We're way off base, or, you know, maybe we're right on. Let's hear it. But she didn't like it because she was like, well, I guess what you're trying to say is guys are awesome and they don't have to worry about anything. And girls just, dry up and have to die alone. And I replied with, yeah. Men have to do their role. Okay. You can come to the end of the wall for a guy too. And how that happens to you in life is that you don't fire. Okay. There was a movie with Matthew McConaughey a few years ago called Failure to Launch. Okay. And he was like a 42 or 45 year old guy. And he had never moved out of the house. Okay. He never did anything. You know, he had, you know, I don't even think it was the extreme. You know, he had like no real job, blah, blah, blah. But in retrospect on that and taking it into a reality term, you know, you could do that. And life will do that to you guys out there. Okay. If I could be serious for a second, you know, you can get to the point where you go along in life and you party too much, you know, you hang out and you rage out and you hang out at the bars or the clubs, if that's the thing you do, and you can go on with that and you do not pay attention to the things that matter, and that is investing your money wisely, okay, increasing in whatever job it is you're going to do. You know, it could be a trade or something like that. But if you're 45, okay, and you're still just the low level mechanic in the shop, you know, bring it down to, you know, a blue collar job. If that's what you're doing, then, you know, you're doing it wrong and you're approaching the wall for the guy and that failure point. I am not saying that guys don't have to get their stuff in order. Okay. And be mindful of that. They do. Okay. And we actually, we have a lot more to lose in the grand scheme of things because it's harder for us to get to that point. You know, we can, you know, a lot of these girls out there, and I know a lot of them. I people tell me this all the time. Well, you know, Von Erich, well, why do you follow, you know, this adult film star or this, you know, this Instagram chick or that? I do that. Okay. Not, you know, not just for eye candy, you know, but for the fact that I watch them and I see how they're living their lives. And a lot of these girls are 30, early 40s, okay, and they're still trading in on the now enhanced looks that they have to try to still live that lifestyle, okay? They're probably, obviously, living in denial, but they're still doing it. You know, they're still trading up. Guys can't do that, okay? Guys have to have, you know, they have to be provisioners. You know, they have to show, we have to show something at the end of, you know, 40, 45. They want something to show for it.
Something to show for it.
Okay. You know, women, on the other hand, now they're, you know, the thing that hits them in the face real fast, and we'll see it right here when we do this, we share the article here and the video, is, you know, time is the killer for her. They get to 32, 34, 35, and the person looking back in the mirror is no longer the same person.
I think the only people that benefit from this are the cats in the adoption agency.
That's right.
They fly off the shelves.
That's right. That's absolutely right. There they are again. Yeah. Oh,
God. Those cats.
Is it? I think these are like fighting cats, as a matter of fact. You know, I don't even know how many there are. There might be like five or six. Again, as I said before, Kristen Davis in shock after criticism of, and just like that, their cast appearance. Here we go. So she thinks the ageist comments are getting old. She's very angry, and she says, we've just been getting... What'd you say?
It's got to stop.
Absolutely.
It's just got to stop. I can't take this anymore.
She says the co-stars have been getting trolled about their appearance. Everyone wants to comment pro or nay or whatever on our hair, our faces, or this or that. The level of intensity is just has us in shock, says Davis, who is 56 years old.
Yeah, okay. Work done, this chick? Because she don't look like the old days. She looks like she had some work done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, cause she had plenty of work done. She chimed in with castmates of Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia Nixon. You can kind of see them here. This is just a still, I think. Okay, and here's a little video that they kind of interjected about showing them then and now. So let's just take a look at this. So it premiered in 98.
It was fun at 20, but you want to ask these women, how fun will all night club hopping be at 40? Who's out all night?
It's 40.
So this was obviously them back then. This is them in the first, you know, like back in 98, 99.
Wow, wait.
When it started. So obviously you can see they were much younger. You know, we're talking, what are we talking, 98 to...
That's a long time.
Yeah, do some math for me, Franklin.
Look at
here,
that. Right? That's 98
to 21 is what?
Holy shit, that's 19 years or something?
Okay,
years?
So we're talking 19, about 20 years, something easily like that? 20 years, okay? So let's say, yeah, so obviously if she was...
Ooh.
Yeah, these girls were in their... their 30s, okay, when they were starting this out, and now they subsequently have, aged appropriately. You know?
Yeah.
So, let's continue here. I like this beat. All right. All right, so this is her in 2019. So this is her pretty much now. Okay.
Wow.
That's a huge difference. Okay. That is a big difference right there. Okay. Tremendously big difference.
Ooh.
So let's
Is that an overexposed picture? I've seen a photo. She doesn't look that good. I thought she looked better than that.
Well, it's
23 years, I guess.
She's got to be the same age as Kristen Davis. She's got to be in her mid-50s. So, let's continue. Okay, that's Kim Cattrall, who's not in the series now. It's 2009. Oof. Okay.
Okay.
I always thought that she was like the sexiest one out of them, and you know, at least it was like the most risque, you know, written that way and everything.
Oh yeah, most definitely, yeah.
So, but even time is not helping her. Again, she was the best in, who was it, Indiana Jones? Remember that?
No, she was even in that. The only thing I remember other than that was Porky's. That was about it.
Yeah, she was in that, and she was in Police Academy, the first one.
That's right. She was the physical fitness instructor or whatever it was.
No. That was a different chick. No.
Oh.
In Police Academy, she was like the hot, rookie.
Was she? I didn't know that. Okay.
That's the one Mahoney was after all the time.
Oh, jeez. All right. Kinda,
yeah. So, no, she was hot back then, boy. Oh, and in Dreamscape, that sci-fi movie. She was in that, too.
I saw that one.
Yeah. You should check that out.
Hey, now. Okay, I
will. So, all right. So, let's continue. Here's Miss Davis. That's her back then.
This is gonna be good.
Yeah. All right. 09 still looking good. All right. All right. So. All right. Now you know.
She still looks. That's 20. Was it? I can't say. Is that 21 or is that?
Well, it's they have it at 2019. So they're shaving off a couple years here. Obviously, yeah, big difference from 98 to now, of course, but yeah, so
one left.
All right, and let me just say this right now, okay?
Not a lot to work with.
Let me just say this right now, okay? There is not a lot to work with here with Cynthia Nixon, okay? I have my reservations about her in general, but we won't go there. But let's just see what happens here. Okay, so she's gone like full Karen and you know maybe something else here with her. I don't know. Did she actually come out?
I thought she did. Right when she was right before the whole mayoral, the possible mayoral.
That's
mayoral
right.
Run. I thought she.
That's
did.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. I think she did. She did. I don't know if she came out. Here we go. Here we go. Left-wing lesbian who is hard on the eyes. What is she? Okay, so there you go. Florida Jeff chimes in with the information that we need to know out here. And
good old Jeff beats go. Around the bush.
Yeah. Yes. No. He's always so subtle. So she, you know, again, this has obviously nothing to do with her looks in terms of her sexuality. But like you said so eloquently, Franklin, she wasn't working with a lot here in respect to the rest of the girls. So, still kind of scary. One of the things with Kristen Davis, she summed up her retort about all the trolls out there that had something to say about her age. She says, you know, but I also feel like, and I'm going to be blunt, I feel like F you people, like, come on here and let's do better. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? So, and again, this is a thing where she's taking it to like the shaming portion of it. Okay. Where it's like, okay, well, you know, guys, you know, and or maybe gals, I don't know who was you know, kind of trolling her, but, you know, she's saying, well, you should be better. You know, it should be better. You know, you should be better than this, than to, you know, break us down to just our looks. And I say, tough, you know.
Put on the red lens to see what's really happening.
You heard the man. Now don't forget to like and subscribe.